sand, local sand that was there, would get loose in dry weather, and if it was had too much muck type vegetable matter stuff, soil in it, it would get very muddy in wet weather.
I'm sure.
So they found that they could mix clay and sand together and call a sand clay road, which they used in this area before we had paved roads. But the sand clay road, while it remained, it didn't get muddy in wet weather and it didn't get loose in dry weather. It remained a firm road. It was dusty and it was subject to runoff, erosion when it rained. So when the paved roads came along, they did away with the sand clay roads. But that was particularly a local type road. Called the sand clay road.
I didn't hear. Well, with asphalt, what is the material used to make the stone sticky?
It's the asphalt. Asphalt is mixed with the sand and to make the asphalt.
Okay, but the black, very sticky material that is part.
The name of it is asphalt.
Okay.
It's a bituminous material that is a residue from refining the crude oil.
Okay. Then how does that differ from tar?
Well, a tar is a material that is a byproduct of refining coal. And practically no tar is used for highway or paving. All the tar that's available today is used for roofs. Because a tar, it lasts longer than asphalt and remains pliable longer than asphalt. So that you can make a tar roof might last 50 years. Where an asphalt roof that looks just like a tar roof and made just like it, won't last for 20 years.
Okay, if you were going to have...
Now here's another thing about tar and asphalt. They look alike. They work alike, but they don't mix. You can't mix them together on a roof.
They just come apart. They won't stay together.
There's something about them. They don't. They just don't assimilate together. You ask a roofing man about the difference between asphalt and tar.
I'll do that.
One is a byproduct of the distillation of petroleum. The other one is a byproduct of the distillation of coal.
Of coal. I wasn't sure about that, so I've learned something. If you were going to have coffee without any milk or cream in it, you would say that you would be having it...
Black.
Black, or do you know any other term?
Black is a general term, and I don't recall of any popular term other than black.
Okay. It's sometimes called straight.
Oh, straight, that would be a term, but I guess that would be a popular term, straight.